This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain,
good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida. We're a nationally syndicated show now on the GCN Live Radio Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite and heard around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. Thank you for your service to America. And to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers too, and our great 911 dispatchers, thank you for what you do keeping America free and safe. And for all those who work the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those people working construction, thanks for what you do. Don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website and click on the USCCA logo to register for a free gun a day giveaway and find out what a USCCA membership can do for you. Well, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Well, we talked initially on the pre-side there with our little pre-show stuff, pre-segment stuff about two Marines and a Navy corpsman under investigation in the Iraq death of the contractor from Lockheed Martin, who himself was a former Green Beret. And I don't know what's going to happen there, but obviously we have an investigation. Anytime somebody gets killed, and obviously this was a fight, but he suffered, apparently this individual suffered severe head trauma, which is why he died.
Correct.
Now, Russia, not to be outdone, is reportedly working on a longer-range version of the deadly caliber cruise missile, and some of the adversaries that have come up against this thing before are going, uh-oh, it was bad enough. What are you going to do, make it worse?
Or more effective?
Yep. Yeah, because they had problems trying to hit what they were aiming at, I think.
We don't know, because I mean we know that there's something there, but you know, Russia embellishes, misstates, or just lies about things that they have and things that they do and didn't do and all of the kinds of things. So you have to take some of this with all with a grain of salt, and I would say look very carefully at what other experts, weapons experts, are concluding on what Russia has and timelines and those kinds of things to determine how worried the United States and or other Western nations should be. But I would say that certainly they're doing something, so we need to step up our game. And I would say the United States already is quite aware of a lot of those threats, military assets threats that Russia poses. So our own defense contractors, you know, like Lockheed Martin, Skunk Works and whatnot, are have an awful lot of things that have been in the research and development phase that are ready for production. So wouldn't be too terribly worried.
Now, just to kind of back that up a little bit, the hypersonic missile system that Russia tested a couple of weeks or so ago,
mm-hmm.
Putin turned around and arrested some of the scientists because apparently they leaked information.
Correct. I spoke about it last night when you asked about
it. Right. And there's some more comment about that today off on a back channel here.
Which is comment on what?
A comment about they might have released information, say, maybe to the United States.
Well, they actually didn't release it, as I said last night, to the United States. They passed it off to some counterparts at NATO. And apparently somebody within the Kremlin determined that this had happened. We don't know that what was specifically passed off, but in the meantime, Putin jailed four of his engineers / scientists. But on the other hand, there's also supposed to be a sense of cooperation, because there is an agreement where Russia does cooperate and does collaborate mm-hmm. with NATO, of all things. So we're not sure that there really was a violation. Again, Russia tends to do some rogue things, and this may be one of them.
Now, the USS Gerald R. Ford, the latest aircraft carrier, which has had a lot of problems, is currently being repaired, sitting there, I believe, in Virginia, back at the Bath Shipworks. I think that's where it's at, being worked on, because they've had troubles with their weapons elevators. And the Secretary of the Navy has now committed that the service and its industry partners will have the working weapons elevators on the aircraft carrier USS Gerald R. Ford done by the end of the summer, or the Secretary of the Navy said, you can fire me.
Well, there's no reason to fire him. He's obviously not the engineer. He's not the mechanic. But now that he's got authority over the ship, I think he's just being diplomatic and magnanimous on this one. But, you know, those kinds of things do happen once you put things in production and they work for a day or so. It's kind of like having a new car. You find out something, you know, 6 months later or a year later isn't all what it needs to be, and you have to do a recall. So that's pretty much where it is on that one.
Yeah, and of course, the Gerald R. Ford was very cost overridden to begin with. It was a very expensive project. We apparently have got two more carriers coming just exactly like it in the next year or two that are being mm-hmm. built as we speak. And of course, this is a setback when you have a carrier like this. It's supposed to be out there in the high seas, and it's not.
Well, I mean, the deployments of the carriers is kind of an interesting thing. You know, it's not that they're necessarily into deployed in the hostile territories. It's just that they do have assignments.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know about that one.
Hold that thought, folks. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Try it on over there to her website, FoundersCode.com. See what she has to offer. Sign up for her daily sit rep and find out what's going on when she puts it out there to be seen. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our very good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, known as USCCA. Now, for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA will provide their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of attorneys, because they know that defending your life in a life and death situation shouldn't cost you everything that you own, because the very first person the police will look at when they get there is the last person standing at a scene where you've had to defend yourself by whatever means you've had to do so. And USCCA will help you out, and it's your lifeline, if you will, to keep you from losing everything you own. Now, you can carry with confidence knowing that you have life-saving training and education on your side, because we all know we now live in a world where we're being forced to act in self-defense. It's now a clear and present reality. Things have changed. So, go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on that big logo link for USCCA that's right there. Sign up for the free Gun A Day giveaway. And don't forget, you can get the $474 worth of free stuff once you become a member. And yes, that's what it is, free stuff, including the Concealed Carry magazine, the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is here with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
The U.S. military's three-year mission in Syria shows no signs of ending or significantly changing anytime soon, and it looks like we're there until somebody tells us to go.
Well, we have not completely defeated Islamic State. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And the Kurds that Erdogan doesn't like, calls them a terrorist group, that we have been fighting along with to defeat Islamic State, are under threat by Erdogan, and we can't seem to get it through Erdogan's head that the Kurds are the good guys. And so when John Bolton was over there in Turkey to meet with Turkish officials on this very issue, Erdogan refused to meet with Bolton. So Bolton had meetings with a couple other people in the regime, and then he left. So we're not making any headway with Turkey. And remember, it was also Turkey that wants us to either, one, abandon and destroy the 22 bases that we have in Syria or hand them over to Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever conversation that Trump had with Erdogan, that they'd come to some kind of an accommodation, is probably not going anywhere now. So we are going to be in Syria for quite some time. And as a consequence, I think Pompeo is traveling to virtually every country there in the Middle East.
Yeah, I'll read the list. Amman, Jordan, Cairo, Egypt, Manama, Bahrain, Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, Doha, Qatar, Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, Muscat, Oman, and Kuwait City, Kuwait.
So what he's basically doing is, I think he is trying to build some kind of coalition, if you will, that says you all need to help us put some pressure on Erdogan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably, I would think, I don't know, but I think that's probably what his objective is, such that we can finally say we've done all we can necessarily do here. This is where, these are the advances that we have made. These are the successes. This is the stuff that still needs to be done. And that all of you countries that he's visiting need to start taking some bigger ownership. We're all over here to advise and train and work with all of you guys. We've done that. We'll continue to do that. But in the meantime, we are going to work to wean ourselves out of Syria, where you guys need to take over some ownership.
Now, the New York Sun newspaper agrees with what you said because they said, and I quote, "The stars seem to be aligning for something big. Is it possible that President Trump's talk with Prime Minister Erdogan, our plan to pull GIs out of Syria, John Bolton's visit to Israel, and Prime Minister Netanyahu's call for an election are all linked?"
Well, that might be conflating it somewhat, but I would say that in this particular case, you know, probably the best one to take the lead on all of this is the Emiratis and Israel. Saudi Arabia obviously is being somewhat isolated over this whole Jamal Khashoggi thing, and the corruption still that goes on within the kingdom. So they can't necessarily put them in the lead, but, you know, they may step up and help out Israel, of all things. But that has been an alignment for quite some time because of the threat of Iran. Iran hates Saudi Arabia much more than it hates the United States, actually. So Israel would be in a tough position to take the lead. However, they're probably the best at it is at if and when we wean ourselves out of Syria.
Now,
I don't mean we wean ourselves out of the Middle East, because we would not.
Now, during the break, we were talking about something that's tripped your trigger right away because you saw it and you went, wow, and that's Venezuela. And tell us about that.
Well, here's what's interesting is this last election where Maduro was reelected, the leaders, the country leaders in Central and Latin America have all called that election a sham, but he still prevails. So they're trying to isolate Maduro.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, must be understood, hello, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the rest of her ilk in our own Congress,
yeah,
that inflation in Venezuela is approaching 2,000,000%.
Wow.
Now, what's interesting is the minimum wage in Venezuela is less than a carton of eggs.
Jeez.
The minimum wage is less than a carton of eggs. Since 2015, and we've only just begun 2019, so in 3 years' time, 3 million Venezuelans have left the country.
Don't blame them.
Left 3 million. I think that when Vice President Pence visited the region and decided that they were going to see that Maduro was going to manipulate the election so he could stay in power. Between Pence and the State Department, they've decided to put some pressure again on those country leaders in Central and Latin America and said, you guys need to deal with this. Isolate this guy. He's already been asked to step down, you know, give up his job, and we shall see where this is going. In the meantime, let's not forget that Iran is sending their battleships over into the Atlantic because they want to, you know, show off some muscle.
Right.
And when they do this, which is scheduled, I think, for March, they will come over to the Atlantic, much like the Russians did with their spy ship a couple of times.
Yeah, they came over just over the horizon.
But it will end up in Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
So the relationship between Iran and Venezuela is still quite robust.
Yeah, and of course, don't they want to put a military base in there? Isn't that part of what's going on here? Iran wants to have a military.
They already have one.
All right. Okay. Now, the other thing that should be addressed is the article that you posted yesterday about Sheila Jackson Lee.
Say it real fast. I was actually looking for something else. I was looking to see about the sanctuary city status. Or sanctuary status, if you will, of California and New York. So I started off with New York.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden I came across some testimony that was recorded in the 108th Congress on the subcommittee of the Department of Homeland Security, of which Sheila Jackson Lee was part of at the time. Now remember, DHS was a new agency.
Right.
Well, what's particularly interesting here is that there were four, I think it was, illegals that were in New Jersey, and they came across a husband and wife that were in a park, and these four Mexican criminals decided to beat the crap out of this couple. They beat them up badly, they robbed them, and then they raped the woman, along with yet another group that had actually killed a woman in New Jersey. And the police at the time in New York had not reported this to the agency, which is now ICE, but at the time, back then it was INS, to detain, you know, come get these guys and deport them or whatever, because the mayor at the time was Ed Koch, and he had signed an executive order number 124, which said they don't have to report it. And that Sheila Jackson Lee wanted to change all that. She was on the side of where we are today.
Gotta run. We'll talk tonight. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Run on over there and check her out. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The only reason they're against it is because I won the presidency. And they think they can try and hurt us going into the presidency, but that's not going to happen. And we don't give up. because we're doing the right thing for our country. Okay? Mr. President, you can...
President Trump speaking with reporters on Capitol Hill after meeting with Republican lawmakers. The president then meeting with House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi and New York Senator Democrat Chuck Schumer at the White House, but the discussion goes nowhere. President Trump tweeting, "Just left a meeting with Chuck and Nancy, a total waste of time. I asked what is going to happen in 30 days if I quickly open things up. Are you going to approve border security, which includes a wall or steel barrier?" Nancy said no. I said, "Bye-bye, nothing else works." Explanation point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where I've got an idea for you to help jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. Now, stay tuned for this announcement from National Aviation Academy, and then I'll be right back.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. Are you in a dead-end job? You're going nowhere, no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion? Well, I've got an idea for you to help jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. It's called the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., which is a suburb of Boston. By the way, they're enlarging that campus. And the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Because in 14 short months, you could be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. This is a very much in-demand job that people are looking for, qualified people, airlines, both passenger and commercial freight as well as government contractors working on military fleets overseas. Now, check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open up some doors wide open for you that you haven't had a chance to sneak in through before. Okay, now, the Army is pushing to recruit now from some big blue voting cities. Now, they've always been in cities like New York. Matter of fact, they got a recruiting center right there in the middle of Times Square. But they've always been in New York. But they're expanding their presence in cities like Boston, Providence, Rhode Island, Hartford, Connecticut, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Trenton. And they're just trying to make a better presence, if you will, to try to gain more recruits from the inner cities, which they think they'll be able to do a little bit easier because this seems to be where people are that may not have a job locked down yet, or they may be coming from backgrounds where they live in the slums, and just joining the Army or joining the military would be a step up for them because they'd have a job, a career, they'd learn something for down the line, and there you go. And we'll see how that works out, and I'll be checking on that. I'll be watching that to see if how that works out. Now, the Navy, their quest for a single safety boot for sailors at sea continues to be a flop because the optional upgrade is now on the Navy exchange shelves right now, the new Navy single safety boot, but few sailors are buying it because, quite frankly, it's expensive and it may not be any better than the boots that one can wear right now. Also, last summer, the USS Dewey fired 20 hypervelocity projectiles from a standard MK-45 5-inch deck gun in a quiet experiment that's set to add a new utility to the weapon found on almost every U.S. warship. Now, the Navy is quietly revamping their deck gun with these hypervelocity projectiles, which will make them even more deadly than they are already. And the Navy may also, this summer, deploy some surface ships to the Arctic as the shipping lanes begin to open up there. And the Navy may follow up to October's carrier strike group operations that took place in the Arctic with another foray into the icy high north, with leadership considering sending a group of ships into a transarctic shipping lane this summer to see how all of that works out. And by the way, the Russians are being very active up there in the North Country. They want that too, mostly because of the oil that's up there. Now, did you see the U-2 spy plane that flew over in the flyover at the NCAA championship game? The U-2 Dragon Lady spy plane? Been around forever. And many people who had never seen it before actually got a chance to see it fly right over the top of the NCAA championship football game. I found that to be kind of interesting before the game. Hadn't seen one of them in a while. By the way, the first female Air Force F-35 test pilot marked a mission milestone. Another woman's completed another major milestone in the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter in terms of hours flown. And kudos to her for doing that. The Air Force has also selected 574 medical and dental officers for promotion to colonel, lieutenant colonel, and major. So your Air Force dentist may now become a brand new colonel or light bird or major, as I just told you. Now, the first female Marine graduated from the Corps' arduous and physically demanding Winter Mountain Leaders course. Congratulations to her. In addition, a Marine Reserve shooting team bested dozens of other civilian and military teams to win the Mammoth Sniper Challenge held over the last several days at Fort Gordon, Georgia. And a retired Marine four-star general who once was in command of U.S. Central Command and later served as an envoy to work in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict has been reassigned from his current working post on a cutter dispute, if you will. We'll see how that all plays out for the things that are going on here in the not-too-distant future. Also, Senator Tammy Baldwin, Democrat from Wisconsin, has asked Air Force investigators to look into allegations of sexual assault and harassment within a Wisconsin Air National Guard unit that were brushed aside by senior officers, according to a member of the unit. We'll see how that goes. Now, the Coast Guard, while most of the U.S. Coast Guard members managed to get their final 2018 paycheck after some maneuvering by the White House, the Department of Homeland Security also, their first paycheck of the new year is in doubt in the shadow of the partial government shutdown that's impacting more than a quarter of the federal workforce. But I do believe that arrangements will be made, as they were before, for them to get paid. Because even though they're not part of the Department of Defense, they are part of Department of Homeland Security, and their job is vitally important to keeping the bad guys from reaching our shores, as well as the drugs, too. Because, as you know, the Coast Guard does a whale of a job out there in the water getting rid of these drugs that are out there. Now, a couple of other things here. President Donald Trump stopped short during his primetime address of declaring a national emergency that would empower him to construct a southern border wall or some type of barrier without congressional approval, instead labeling it as humanitarian and a security crisis. I believe that he is probably going to get involved in something here pretty quick. Okay, good morning, Todd. You might have 60 seconds. Go for it.
60 seconds is all, and I say more than 60 seconds than the rest of these people do all day long. Let me say something here. Did you see Dumb and Dumber, Pelosi and Schumer come out after the great speech by the president? What a colossal failure those clowns are. Every day you Democrats go out and open your mouth, more Democrats who voted Democrat vote Republican and go to Trump because they see how stupid and how ignorant you are. Let me say something else, Donald. I said it before the first day you took office, and I'll say it again. We have an epidemic of Democrats killing cops, okay? That's got to stop here. Okay, I want an executive. You kill a cop, you get the death penalty. You understand? We'll fight it all the way to the Supreme Court. Cop murders are way up. And when I was out there on November 8th yelling, Trump, 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 okay, when you won on 2016, you would have seen all these people, and I assume they were Trump supporters, coming up to me going, wow, you really must love Trump.
All righty. Computer, cut him off. I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Got some stuff to talk about there. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
All righty, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. They've got four dealerships within the sound of my voice. The newest one is right here in Tampa, Moss Family Chevrolet. They took over the old Gordon Chevrolet dealership, and they're right there at 16414 Northdale Mabry Highway in Carrollwood of Tampa, Florida. That's Moss Family Chevrolet, where you serve, you save. You get the same deals there that you do at Moss Nissan up in Crystal River and Newport Richey. And by the way, Moss Wholesale to the Public in Homosassa Springs is now simply Moss Family Automotive Group. That's a Moss Family Automotive store. And that's where you can go and buy certified pre-owned used cars at wholesale price. They'll show you the retail price, they'll show you the dealer price, and then they'll show you the wholesale price where dealers can buy from other dealers. And that's the price you get on a certified pre-owned vehicles. All right, joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
The president yesterday was hoping for better things, I'm sure, and instead got up and walked out of a meeting when Nancy Pelosi said no to a question he asked. Certainly, Schumer and Pelosi, they just aren't wanting to cooperate at all, period.
Well, no, we know what his question was. His question was, okay, if I open up the government and we get that through. Will we get a wall done within 30 days? And she was like, no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, then we got nothing to talk about then. Goodbye. Well, why waste time?
Wow. Yeah, I hear you.
Where do you go from there? I mean, there's what else is there to negotiate? They're not willing to negotiate. So then, there's points of time, you're a busy guy. You don't want to waste time.
Mm-hmm.
I hate meetings first and foremost, but you're not going to go anywhere. What's the point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, we'll just have to sit back and wait and see what's going to happen because we don't know how long this thing's going to go on. But I do know that some of the Republicans now are starting to vote with the Democrats on some of these issues, whereas before they weren't voting at all with them. And now you've got a few drifters that are going over there, and it looks like as if there may be a few more defectors, call them what you want, that are going to continue to vote with the Democrats. And if that's the case, the support for the president may erode from what he needs to have to stop some of this stuff.
I don't know. I mean, I've just heard rumors of here and there. I haven't really heard much of anything. I don't know what to believe from the leadership in the Senate is saying, and in the House for the most part. I'm hearing that the Republicans have remained united. So I don't know. I don't know what's been floated out there by various different media sources.
Okay. All right. Now, I want to talk about the organization Fitch, and I seem to remember them from something else that was done a little while ago. They say that they may cut the U.S. AAA rating, bond rating, after the over the shutdown right now. What say you?
Well, it doesn't mean anything. They did it before when there was a shutdown. This is back at first term, Barack Obama. And remember John Kerry coming on TV, and he was all upset by it. It was back with the Boehner shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
And, everybody was freaking out. Look at what Fitch is going to do, and the rating agencies are going to lower their credit rating on our debt, and our interest rates went down. So, again, I'm still trying to understand why you're going to lower our credit rating when we're spending less money right now. If you're going to lower our credit rating, do it based upon the fact that our budget deficit is obscene and we're in debt. There are other reasons for lowering nation's credit rating, and I think that would be a much more apt one to do.
Are we ever going to get our budget in line and finally do what many of the states do, including my great state of Florida down here? You can't spend more money than what you take in. You must balance your budget. Are we ever going to do that?
At some point in time, but it's going to be bad because it's going to be when you're forced to do it. And we saw what happened when Greece was forced to do it. When you don't have a choice and people no longer want to, buy your debt and lend you money at the interest rates that you're accustomed to. At some point in time, it's going to change. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Right now, it seems we don't have anybody, most certainly not Republicans. Republicans claim that they're for some sort of fiscal sanity when Democrats are in the White House. But when they're in power, they continue to do the same thing. So, again, I rail against this all the time.
Now, I've heard this name mentioned before, but I'm not really sure who he is. But who is Larry Summers?
He's a former Treasury Secretary. And also, he's a former president of Harvard. He's one of the wizards of smart that the talking heads go to all the time in the business news.
Well, he has come out and made a blanket statement, and it's being published as such, that he is predicting a recession to hit the U.S. within 2 years.
Yeah, Matt, I'm predicting that there's going to be thunderstorms in Florida within the next 2 years.
How about within the next week?
He's throwing something out there. Guy also said that the stock market was going to crash.
Remember,
if Donald Trump got elected. So, again, these guys, it's a great job to have. If you want a job where you never have to be right, you get to constantly make bold predictions, become an economist.
Mm. Now, the New York Post is reporting that investor Carl Icahn is going to sell his investment in Dollar Tree. That might be a big deal for that company, or will it not be?
If he's selling his shares in the company, made his money, he's going to move on to something else, may or may not. I don't really follow the company that strongly. He, like I said, sometimes he may have invested it and he just wants to get out. I don't know the details of that one.
Well, Dollar Tree has a lot of stores around this area here where I'm sitting in Florida, Tampa. I mean, you can't not see them somewhere. They're got probably, I'd guess, a dozen stores right here between Sarasota, Tampa, Clearwater, St. Pete. I mean, they're everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, again, he wants to sell his shares in the company. You know, they may have just the investment has seen it's time for him. But I don't know. I don't know the details of why he's doing that.
Is JCPenney done?
Pretty close. I don't know. I mean, barring any sort of other company coming and taking them over, I don't see what they're going to be able to do to move forward. It's going to be very, very difficult. Very difficult to go out and raise money. I don't know how they would go about restructuring and changing things. It's that there's a bit of the changing nature of retail, and honestly, the space. The department store space is a bit crowded in today's day and age, and doesn't look like it's going to be one of the survivors.
Now, a little political banter here for you. The Democratic investor, big-time investor, and big funds raiser, if you will, Tom Steyer, has said that he's not going to seek the presidential election.
Because he knows he loses. He just knows he'll lose.
Well, he's been having a tay-to-tay with Elizabeth Warren lately. Have you noticed?
Well, he doesn't have a shot. I mean, if you think that they're going to get a billionaire, guy that nobody really knows. He's got real no name recognition, private equity, money man from California that's going to win the presidency right now. There's no way. No way that that's going to happen. I'm sorry.
All right, what are you talking about on your show today?
I am bouncing some things around. I'm definitely going to be talking a little bit about the tit for tat there with the in a little bit of a scrum between Democrats, Republicans, and Donald Trump walking out. I know he is he's heading to Texas, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's going to the border.
Yeah, and so mm-hmm. curious to see what's going to happen next. Again, yesterday was kind of funny to watch the media try to trample all over what he had to say. They had nothing.
No. And I expect him to declare a national emergency along that border at any time.
Yeah, and I can tell you something. That's going to be the media's going to love it because they're going to, talk about, he can't be a king and all this stuff. And, they're going to start throwing Nazi around and all sorts of other things. So it's going to get ugly, without a doubt.
Well, they're wrong because he does have the constitutional authority to do it. And many people much smarter than you and I have come out and said it, including some former federal judges as well as a former attorney general and a numerous group of legal experts on both sides of the aisle said he's got the authority to do it if he wants to.
No, I agree with you, Matt. But there's also an equal amount of people that the opposite side, mm-hmm. other experts that have said the opposite. He doesn't. Conservatives as well. I'm just saying that it's going to be a battle, without a doubt. And why is because the Constitution is not clear what defines, the law doesn't define what
defines. Here comes the music. I got to let you go, and you have a great show today.
You got
to
have
talk to you tomorrow. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, his website. Go over there and find out what station he's on near you on his network. Okay, I'll be right back after the top of the hour news. We're going to come back with Ron Edwards. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.